But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanda Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanda.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's an exciting time of the year. It's wave season, so we're going to talk about cruising. For those who may never have heard of wave season, what is it?
Well, basically, it's a time of year where all the cruise lines kind of get together, and they offer various promotions, like upgraded cabins, free airfare, reduced rates, and this is what it's what people think of when they love to cruise, like Black Friday, because there are so many different times and places and itineraries that you can choose from. So it's a really nice opportunity if you have cruised before to try to go again, and if you haven't, a good price point to start from.
Yeah, like if you're a first-time cruiser, this is a great way to get into it because, like you said, there's all kinds of incentives. There's lots of freebies. There's lots of upgrades. Just about every major cruise line has something going on. And if you've been a cruiser, well, you probably already know about wave season, and you're probably waiting for it each year or something like that. But so this is a great time to book a cruise. If I am booking a cruise, what are some of the things I should be looking for? I guess one of the good things to do is just get a travel advisor that's cruised before and specializes in cruising, right?
Great advice, because when you consider a cruise, like especially for travel advisors that specialize in cruise travel, they often get advanced notice of sales. They'll have access to special rates or perks that you may not be able to find on your own. And as well, cruise lines deals have all sorts of terms and conditions, so a knowledgeable travel advisor will know which itinerary offers the best version of the current deals and can guide you appropriately. So always, always good advice, and always nice to have somebody that's looking after your interests.
Well, yeah, and if you've never taken a cruise, there are some little things that you may not even think of that a good travel advisor can walk you through. Just even the whole embarkation process can be a little bit daunting. And if you've never seen a cruise ship before, they are massive. I remember the first time I saw one, and then you stand there and go, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's so nice to have it in this day and age with the technology that's in place. Everything runs fairly seamlessly. Like you would think a huge ship, like some of those mega ships of like 5,000 plus, would be long lineups and waiting. But I've had clients come back and say it moves pretty quickly, the lineups. It's always good to make reservations if you can at a specialty dining restaurant, or when you are going on an excursion. They have it so that it's not everybody's disembarking the ship at the same time. So they do have the technology and the expertise in place so that you don't feel that you're wasting your cruise waiting in line.
So if I am looking at taking a cruise and I'm, I have a travel advisor working with me, what are some of the things I should be looking for? What I'm planning for? Like even picking a cabin, I think, and this always comes up too, I would imagine, with clients is, what if I get seasick?
Right. Absolutely. So there are lots of devices now in place, like patches or those pressure bands that you can wear around the wrist that will assist you. Also, when I think of people who are seasick, a lot of the boats right now or ships are very much have stabilizers in place so that they reduce the motion that you would feel. But seasickness is a part, or it could be a part of your journey. And after a few days that, you will get your sea legs. Hopefully it's not going to last the whole time, but it is like you have to think about what time of year you go. So for an example, the itinerary you go, that maybe that area of water that you're traveling in might be a little bit rougher during different times of year. So you have to consider that. Or for an example, a lot of Canadians like Caribbean cruises, and you have to think about when hurricane season is, because it is a year-round cruising option, but you may have to be flexible because the weather might change the itinerary or maybe even cancel it. Usually the best time of the year to go to the Caribbean is winter. We're escaping our bad weather. It's a nice destination to go and escape the cold weather. And I always prefer to get my clients to a cruise the day before so that you're not worried about a delay, as we know they can happen with airlines on the same day that you cruise, because you don't, then it's added stress, because then you have to think of, wait, how do I get to the next cruise stop to get on board?
Yeah, in the winter time, getting to a port can be a big challenge. So yeah, it's good advice to get there a day before, maybe even 2 days before, because there are pre and post cruise options, aren't there?
Yes, and I would definitely advise people to enjoy that opportunity to extend your stay. Know a little bit about the destination that you are flying, or pardon me, cruising out of, or maybe it's just it's a one way, so you don't return back to the same port that you leave. And maybe enjoying, if it's like say ends in Saint Martin or Saint Martin, you can enjoy a few days there, and just relax and maybe enjoy some beach time, because I know a lot of people like that. And it's a good opportunity to have both land and cruise vacation choices.
Well, and you did mention hurricane season. One advantage that the cruise lines have is mobility, or cruise ships have is mobility, and they can sail away from a hurricane if they have to. And they'll do that. And that's what you mean by when you having a flexible schedule. Like if there's a hurricane threatening the Bahamas, for example, the ship will sail somewhere else, right?
That's right. And I think you make actually a really good example of that, not just to the Caribbean, but I'm going on a bucket list trip on Cunard's Queen Elizabeth to Alaska this summer. And I just got a notification that they can't go to Skagway, but they don't want to, take away a destination. So they're going to reroute and go to Haines, Alaska. So,
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
so it's a really nice way to know that they're looking out for you, the cruise lines, and they recognize that you don't want to, like, some people really love days at sea, but also people want to also enjoy the destination with the different ports that they are visiting.
Well, it's the best of both worlds, really. What about cr choosing a cabin?
I would all recommend to look at a veranda cabin, and that's twofold. You know, as a traveler, you can enjoy your own space before you perhaps go and enjoy all the other amenities on the ship. Like, it's nice to wake up and go out onto your balcony, have a cup of coffee, enjoy the scenery, whether you've arrived at port or you are just cruising, as well as in the evening, have a cocktail in your room and just relax as you get ready to go out for dinner, and then have another cocktail when you're out for dinner. So it's the best of both worlds there.
Well, and I always say once you've had a balcony cabin, you'll never go back because
Oh,
it is really
100%.
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Save the extra money and enjoy a balcony cabin. Not that there's anything wrong with inside cabins. And even some of the ships
Yeah.
now that are designed, the inside cabins actually open up into the foyer of the ship, right?
That's right. And also inside cabins, like if you are looking to save money in a way so that you can spend it, like say for an example, on spa treatments or excursions, different opportunities when you are in port, that's a way to be economical and to, look at your budget guidelines or constraints as well. And sometimes people just like to be in a very dark place and sleep. I know I do, because then I really do sleep.
Well, that is one of the advantages. It is a very dark place, so if you want to catch up in your sleep, that's one of the advantages. Anything else people should be looking for or questions they should be asking, especially again with first-time cruisers?
Right. So there's also questions like from solo travelers. One that was supposed to be, well, will I feel that people are looking at me and pitying me because I'm that single person on the cruise? And I said, well, it's a great opportunity to meet other people. There's lots of other solo travelers that are also embarking on a cruise. And one thing I can say about cruise lines, the cruise personnel take the time to know your name and to kind of get to know who you are, and are very pleasant when they see you and acknowledge you, so you don't feel alone, that you're isolated on a cruise. Just that's just an example for a solo a traveler. Other concerns, or not, or questions would be for family traveling. Will the kids get bored? Is there a kids club or a teen club on board so that they can be looked after by professionals that have taken different courses, that they can look after children or teens? And then maybe the family or the parents, or lots of cases are multi-generational families travel, or the grandparents or the adult people in the party can enjoy like a spa treatment. So there's lots of activity on board, but it's a good way to see many destinations at once. And then you know what? Maybe it'll give you an idea of going back to that island or port on another trip as a land stay.
Do you have a favorite cruise that you've been on or want to do?
I would have to say Tahiti and the Society Islands. We cruised out of Papeete and then went to beautiful islands like Huaheine and Taha and Bora Bora and Moorea. And I have to admit, on one of these Tahiti Pacific Islands, we stayed 2 nights in Moorea. And so one of the nights I left the ship and I spent a night in an overwater bungalow
Oh,
in
nice.
Moorea. And you don't have to do that because it was definitely an additional cost. You've already paid for the cruise, you're enjoying the amenities of the cruise and so on, and you could leave. But I always wanted to try an overwater bungalow, and it was amazing.
Awesome. Well, Onetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Onetta Forbes. You can also find her cruise tips and cruise guide on her website, onettaforbes.com. It's always a pleasure to chat, Onetta. We'll do it again
You
next week.
bet. You take care.